Today, from 3 to 10, La Mujer Obrera invites the public to their 20th annual Día de los Muertos celebration at Café Mayapan. The celebration of the arts featured certified fair trade products and workshops and presentations. There will also be live music by Amalia Mondragon, Frontera Bugalú, Ceiba, and Carambola Community Music. There will be altars created by several local artists, as well as traditional foods, Katrina contest, and Calavera poetry by Gris Muñoz and Celia Aguilar. Today, my guests are Lorena Andrade, director of La Mujer Obrera, and Amalia Mondragon. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Gracias.
So, Lorena, you all have been doing this for 20 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the tradition of Día de los Muertos goes way beyond that.
Claro.
I figured since I had you here, especially now, you see it a lot in pop culture. You see it at Target, you know. But I wonder if people know what it means. So I wanted to take advantage of having you here to take us through that. Why do we do Día de los Muertos?
In La Mujer Obrera, we can speak about from our experience.
Sure.
How we have come together with our community and really come up with this way of honoring our antepasados, our ancestors, and our family members who have passed away, our friends, to honor our history. So, especially because we're here on the border,
right.
I think for us, that's how we create culture. That's how our culture, we reproduce our culture, is by our practice. So every year we might add a little bit more or learn different things and incorporate it because, you know, our border culture is, it's alive.
It's ever changing.
It's ever changing and our experiences and the different foods. But basically it is a day where we get visited by our ancestors, by our family members. And since that's the day we want to bring them in, convince them to come back just
right.
for that one evening to be with us.
And lure them, right?
We lure them. And so one of the ways that we do that is we want to make sure they don't get lost.
Sure.
So we'll put a white candle to kind of light the way there. We also put flores de cempasúchil, which are marigolds. And the smell is so strong that that's another way. So if they say, I didn't see the light, they're like, well,
you
smelled it.
Maybe you can smell us.
Uh-huh. And we'll do a little caminito, like a little road for them, so that they know exactly what ofrenda to go to. Also, what food did they like or what candies did they like? So we make sure that we put that on the ofrenda as well and the altar as well so that they show up. They might show up thirsty and tired, so we might put a little chair. We make sure we have water for them.
Yeah.
Water even if they want to wash their hands before they start eating.
You never know. They've been on a journey.
And water is really important. And also have their favorite foods. Like if they like mole, pues we'll have mole or enchiladas or chile colorado because we're here on the border. Tamalitos. Anything that particular member, cigarettes, if they like to smoke, you know,
sure.
or other things like that, is they will put that on our ofrenda as well so that they spend a little bit of time with us. Music. That's why we love to always have music and different art around there so that they want to stay with us all evening, ¿verdad? And they want to accompany us in the celebration because it is a time where we feel a little bit sad because we have the melancholia, but it's also a festive time because we get to spend that time talking about them and not only visiting with them, but also everyone who's maybe might come to Mayapan that day, you know, that's a way they'll get to know my dad, for example.
Sure.
When they never had the opportunity. So I can introduce them to my dad, talk a little bit about that. It's also the history of our neighborhood and the history of our community. It's not only, although we do honor somebody like Emiliano Zapata, and
sure.
we recognize his struggle and what it meant for us and for Mother Earth, that struggle that we had, but it's also our histories of our families in the Segundo or in the Chamizal or wherever we're from, it's also contributing to that collective history and that collective memory. And it's also very important to tell our stories and to introduce each other to our families. And so that's, for us, that's really the importance of Day of the Dead.
It's so beautiful. You know, my favorite part, aside from the food, which we'll mm-hmm. get to because you guys have quite the menu this year, but really, walking through the altars, and like you said, it's your dad, it's somebody's tío, it's mm-hmm. you know, it's these beautiful family members, and you do kind of feel like they're there, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's always one with tequila. I always see a bottle of tequila on one.
<It's>
of. And this year, you have artists doing altars as well, right?
Well, we have a couple of compañeros who have always supported our work. For example, como el Zeke Peña.
Yes.
He has always supported our organization. And so he's going to do one, for his father.
Yeah.
And then also los compañeros, los dos, they'll also be putting up an altar this year, and then just the rest of us. And sure. It's our way of being artists as well and learning from them, but it's our way, our cultural expression, our community expression through our ofrendas is our way of doing art as well.
Of course.
And so it's that kind, and it's that combination. So that's also very important for us.
So let's talk about food now, mm-hmm. because we were talking about your menu prior to actually going on air, but it's important to let people know, you know, it's especially if you haven't been to La Mujer Obrera. Now, if you've been to La Mujer Obrera for Day of the Dead, you know that the food's going to be beautiful. You know that the altars are gorgeous. But let's say you haven't been, and this is an opportunity to try some traditional foods. Will you tell us about your menu?
Bueno, this year, we always try to do something different. And because we're going to have some visitors from Oaxaca and from Chihuahua, a lot of the menu is focused in those two states. So, nice. For example, we're going to have champurrado con pinole, of course. Yeah. Then we're going to have tamales oaxaqueños that are in the banana leaves. And then in the middle, it's going to have, it's going to be filled with mole coloradito oaxaqueño. Also, we're going to have the tlayudas, which are, I guess the best way of explaining them are like extra large tortillas.
And they're thinner,
and very
right?
thin. Yeah. And they have a little bit of frijolitos y luego queso oaxaqueño.
Oh,
the Oaxacan
gosh.
Cheese. So it's a it's a different experience. And also, if you like chapulines, and I know that that might scare some people off, but they really are delicious.
The chapulines are delicious.
Mm-hmm. They really are delicious, and they have a lot of, like, protein. And that's one of our ancestral foods. We're also trying to keep it to what our ancestral traditions were. And we're going to have pozole, because it might be cool that day, and it's always good to have a great pozole con los tamalitos. And we're also having pan de muerto. And the pan de muerto, pues, it's very traditional. It looks like it. You make little bones with them, and so the little pan de muerto has the little bones of the skeleton on it.
That's what the little connectors mm-hmm. are, right?
Yeah, they look like connectors, but they're bones.
Yes, okay. Yeah, because you see the pan de muerto, you can see the shapes. Mm-hmm. You can clearly, now I know, you see the joints. You see the bones. That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
And the taste, what is in the pan de muerto?
They have a little bit of anise, and they also have a orange.
It's kind of like a concha, but with orange.
Yeah,
no?
You do the orange rind, and you mix that into the masa of the bread.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Do you ever teach people how to make? I know you had your traditional cooking classes, but have you taught pan de muerto?
Well, we haven't taught pan de muerto yet, because it is several hours, so we have to do almost a whole event, because the bread has to rise for a few hours, so we might, you know, convince Amalia to play while we're waiting for the bread to rise or something like that. So to combine music with the cooking, and so we have that idea, but maybe next year we'll do something like that.
That could be plan B or C. Well, you've got, 20 years under your belt, so I'm sure there's 20 more to come. And Amalia, you've been a big supporter of La Mujer Obrera. This can't be the first time you're doing Dia de los Muertos, is it?
No. I think I've been around for a long time, probably since I first got here. Well, since I first started playing in El Paso. This year, I have a little surprise every year for around Dia de los Muertos and Halloween. Like, I come up with a different costume, but I always dress as a male. So
I
it's like
it.
Different male costumes, because, you know, they always say that girls do like the sexy costume. So I go against the grain and I do the male costume.
I love it. Can't wait to see what you're going to wear tonight.
I'll let you know. It's a character named Tereso Contreras.
Okay.
And he's a pistolero.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're going to be a pistolero.
Yeah.
Last year, everyone was like, es Amalia.
Yeah, well, I was a cholo.
I was a cholo. Did you do the full calavera face and everything?
Or? No, I had a beard y todo.
Nice.
But yeah, it's going to be exciting. There's going to be some good music. I know Frontera's going to play and... Mm-hmm. Seba and esta carambola. Y pues, yeah, I'm excited.
It seems like just a beautiful mix of everything, you know, the traditions, but just the families and seeing everybody walking around. It just seems like if you want to learn or if you want to teach, you know, your kids about Dia de los Muertos, this is the perfect place, because it is. It's so family friendly and it's just open to everyone. And then, of course, there's shopping, right? We forgot about the fair trade.
Well, in Mujer Obrera, we also are part of a network of indigenous women artesanas.
Yes.
Called Red Niumatat Napawika. And this year, three of them will be joining us. And so they'll be bringing a lot of their artesanía that they make in their communities. And as well as doing demonstrations, they're going to be making their own altares and explaining to us what their traditions in their state are like, in Oaxaca and Puebla specifically. And also the Raramuris were explaining that they don't have a tradition of doing the ofrendas in her community, but then she'll be doing almost showing us a little bit about how they do their ceremony. So a lot of conversation, a lot of sharing, a lot of learning from us and from them. Like, we'll be learning from them
about
their different traditions and how they make the artesanía. So we welcome everyone to go up to them, not only for shopping, of course, but also to have a dialogue with them and learn about their communities and have that exchange. It's also an opportunity for them to learn about our life here on the border, and it's really important.
Yes, because I know you're in Oaxaca, and they're like, what's it like in El Norte? Mm-hmm. It's like another planet.
Yeah, and we don't know what their town looks like in Oaxaca if we've never had the chance to visit.
So no, it's
true. Very important.
Mm-hmm. And the food, the everything changes. It's truly interesting how, you know, well, even here in the States, mm-hmm. right? The South is different from...
Even in Oaxaca itself, whether you're from the coast or you're from the Sierra or you're from the city.
It's all different. Yes. That's the beauty of it, right? We got to stay curious and keep mm-hmm. doing it. So if somebody wants to come and see them start to build the altars, do you recommend they get there today at 3, get there earlier?
Our event starts exactly at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So from 3 to 10, they're welcome to stop by and look around at the altars, listen to the music, and of course, eat some food.
Yes.
So starting at 3 o'clock, we'll be there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, today my guests have been Lorena Andrade from La Mujer Obrera and Amalia Mondragon. We are all invited to celebrate Día de los Muertos at Café Mayapan. It starts today at 3 o'clock, and it'll go till 10 p.m. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Gracias.
Thank you.